For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulness. The Minnesota Wild got a big win last night to open their four-game homestand.
Final seconds ticking down in St. Paul as the Wild scale it ahead. Minnesota ends its five-game losing streak in the all-time season series against Utah. They pick up their eighth shutout win of the year that ties them for the most in the NHL. It also ties a single season franchise record.
Joe O'Donnell last night on the Minnesota Wild Radio Network. John Hines, happy with what he saw.
I thought the mindset and the intentions that we played with, and I think the style of game that we needed to put on the ice against the team was solid. And I thought, as you said, right from the drop of the puck, you could tell that we were engaged and willing to do certain things that it was going to take to win tonight. So it was a really good, strong team performance.
Wild host Philly on Thursday. The news not as great last night for the Wolves in Los Angeles.
And the horn will sound here in L.A. Lakers have swept the season series from the Timberwolves. In all three games, they led by 20 or more. They win it here tonight by a final of 120-106.
Alan Horton last night on the Timberwolves radio network. Not a great night for Chris Finch and his Timberwolves.
You know, kind of fell into a lot of ISO basketball, and then just everything was a beat late. You know, we're very out of rhythm right now offensively, and, you know, we've got to fix that.
The win pushes the Lakers to fourth in the West, and the Wolves drop to fifth. They visit the Clippers tonight at 9:30. Tonight, the Gophers open the Big Ten tournament in both hockey and basketball. In hockey, the Gophers will be at Penn State. In men's basketball, they'll be at Rutgers. Hockey's at 6 o'clock. Basketball tips off at 8. Yesterday, the Vikings signed long snapper Andrew DePaula to a one-year deal, and the girls' high school basketball tournament starts today in Minneapolis. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.